in D.C. The reason that that's happening is because of the PATH project is going to be meeting on the 4th and 5th. And we want it to meet, or the, I have those dates right, Jill? Is it the 4th and 5th, or the, are they meeting the 3rd and 4th?
3rd and 4th.
Okay.
I think 3rd and 4th are Thursday, Friday.
Yes, they're meeting Thursday, Friday. And we were going to try to meet the 2 days or 3 days prior to their meeting so that if they wanted to attend, they could, and people from our project who wanted to attend the PATH project could as well. So that's why we try to opt for those dates. And that'll be in, at the NIAAA building. The question becomes, we want a two-day or a three-day meeting. In the past, we've had a three-day because we've had an overlapping one between the clinical and the basic science project. But we're thinking, based upon your suggestions, to go to a two-day meeting for this time, particularly now that people may stay over for the past meeting. Any ideas?
About the two versus three?
Yeah.
Do we think we can accomplish what we need to do in two? I know Tim Cudd and I discussed at the driving back from the meeting last year in Chapel Hill that we wondered about a two-day meeting where both basic and clinical meet for a half a day. Then we split out for the afternoon and the next morning, and then we reconvene in the afternoon of the second day and, you know, summarize as a slightly different format, but everybody's still there and everybody hears the same things, but hopefully only once.
Mm-hmm. I think that works for me. So people could fly in on Monday. We would meet Tuesday and Wednesday. And those people who can fly out Wednesday night could. Those people who choose to stay for the past meeting can. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so let's try to go for that. So were there any other items? I don't have it on up on my computer here.
No, that's it. Just progress updates.
Pardon?
Just updates. Unless anyone had anything else to add.
Okay. Are there updates on projects? All right. Let's. Kathy, you want to update us on yours?
Yeah. I think our biggest update has to do with the facial imaging. We have collected. We decided to make it. One of the criticisms that we've been finding when we submit our papers for review, and it's understandable, is that we're picking our animals to scan, which we've needed to do because of time and money. But it's a, you know, obvious criticism that's important. And so for the facial imaging, what we've decided to do is scan whole litters, and we're able to do that because we're using a much faster scan time and working with a little bit lower resolution image. So we've scanned over 100 babies for the facial imaging, and both whole control litters and whole treated litters. And we've sent those facial images to Peter. So we're waiting for him to finish analyzing the faces, and as when he completes that, we'll then put the faces into categories and then select at random out of those different subcategories of severe, moderate, mild, whatever, the kinds of facial abnormalities that we see. We'll then select at random animals to do the brain segmentation on, because we can't logistically segment all 100 brains. and so that, anyway, that's our plan for doing the brain face comparisons. And so we're hoping that we can have made enough progress on that so that by the early in next year we can get that written up.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. I mean, I know Peter has not been getting much on the human project because he's been simply not getting the images that he needs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad that he is moving ahead on this because I have quite a bit of money invested there. So
I'm
glad about that.
Kathy, will you track the uterine horn position of your, if you're scanning the whole litters now, will you track the uterine horn position?
Well, we've already collected the litters. I don't recall if they've kept track of the uterine position or not. We did a little study separately to see if uterine position made any difference, and it didn't. You know, just based on the way we usually look at things, it didn't seem to matter.
Okay.
Any other issues for Kathy? Raj?
So as of last time, we're in pretty good shape in terms of using this new technology of PCR arrays to do the microRNA expression, and the reason for that is trying to get down to low volume samples so that we could do human studies. So we've done 8 of those so far, and the concordance between those and the microarrays is pretty nice, and that's, we're presenting that stuff at the Paris meeting. One problem, and I just wanted to touch bases with Jill, as of about a month or so, we have not been able to purchase anything, and so we've got a bunch of samples that are waiting processing, but we've had a hold on purchasing, so we've not been able to get any more arrays.
I met with Julie Allsbrooks last Thursday, and she said all of the subcontracts had been sent out to the sites. I don't know in person who your contact is, but I will find out from Julie and start around Robin on emails to see where that's held up.
Okay,
but
great.
My impression from the meeting on Thursday that it wasn't on our end.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they let you have pre-approval there, Raj?
No. They just held it. So we've had it this requisition in place for about maybe 3-4 weeks now.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out a way around this. But if the contract should be there, so.
Well, as Jill said, I checked this last week. So if it's since then. I mean, yeah, things could have changed by today, so I'll go back and check again.
Okay. All right, Tim? Tim? Is Tim on?
I don't think so.
Okay. Feng Zhao?
Yes. We have the micro-video for the facial anthropometry that was published a little earlier. And in alcohol, and right now we have another paper, which is the surface analysis from micro video volume. This one is computational analysis, has been accepted for the publication. So the other one is there are two papers we're working on so far, is the postnatal micro. CT analysis. One is for the anthropometry, and the other one is for the fragmented bone analysis. So these two are still working on, and expected probably by the end of the year we should get it out. And the other project we are getting into to try to work out is to. Impregnated the fetal embryo, the embryo with the metals, so be able to image by the micro CT. And so far, we have some success in terms of be able to imaging the embryo with micro CT, so rendered for a 3D. Images, so this has allowed us to better to do a 3D analysis. So we continue to work on that. There are a few different newer methods coming out. So we have put in on the undergraduate student to find out some of these staining as a very pilot methods. One more thing is the Rajesh, the ultrasound 3D images, I think we're still trying to communicate to get the rendered 3D data to train.
Right, right. So what we're doing is we have to contact the Visual Sonics people because it's in a this is a really high density TIFF file, and I'm not sure how it's constructed, but it's all dumped in one TIFF file. So we're trying to figure out with them how to break it apart. But it's really like hundreds of maybe 100 or 200 serial sections through.
Okay.
We there has to be a way out around that, but that's
all right.
What we're trying to do.
We have a computational expertise over here too.
Can we give you the whole file? I think we deposited a whole file in our shared drive.
Okay, is that something? How does that can be transferred through the hard drive or through the internet?
Well, I set up that iDisk drive
mm-hmm.
for you to download things.
Okay.
But it's a huge file. So.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
So
On your end, you could try playing with it, but then we're also trying to get our Visual Sonics people to cough up some solution.
Okay. So I'll have Xiaofen to contact you and Yun Liang, so both sides, we can see if we can get the file readable for.
Well, that sounds like something that you two are going to have to work out to try to do that. Jen, do you have any updates? I know that your project's not in the currency fast, but do you have any updates that you'd like to present?
We have tissue here waiting to send to Carl Keane's group. She had hoped to have the data done by the end of August. But I emailed this weekend and haven't heard anything, so I haven't seen any of that yet. She hasn't emailed that they're having problems, but I haven't seen the data yet. So.
Okay. All right. On the clinical side, it looks like we're going to go forward with some of the genetic studies. We've asked that we haven't gotten a reply back yet, but to do some microarrays, a GWAS study on the human side. Tatiana's taking charge of that. And so that's encouraging. And that's about it from the clinical calls that I can recall. And again, I apologize for not being very well prepared for this this morning. Anything from Dan or John?
No, not for me.
No, I don't think so, not at this point.
Okay, anything from NIAAA?
Nothing here.
All right, so who's going to be in Paris?
I will.
Okay,
I will.
You guys are all in that session.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Monday
what day is
all.
That?
Monday's all fetal alcohol. There's a series of three symposia, and I think they're all on Monday.
Unfortunately, I think they're all about the same time.
No
so
kidding.
We won't be able to go from one to the other.
Well, and they're very tightly scheduled, too, so it's going to be a run.
Well, they have a lot of fetal alcohol going on over there, so
yeah.
That'll be good. All right, well, I will see you all in Paris then.
Okay.
And again, I apologize for being late, and I apologize for not being as prepared as I should have been. But there's a lot going on here, so. All righty then. I will see you guys in Paris, and everyone else, enjoy your week.
Bon voyage.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.